This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Who are the people at risk? We talked about over 65. Who else is at risk for this to happen?
Well, so I would say that not just over 65. Once you get above 50, you really are at higher risk of developing carotid disease. As I mentioned, people with a history of cancer or any type of bleeding disorder are at increased risk. People who've had heart disease in the past are at increased risk of that abnormal rhythm of your heart. There are other lifestyle factors that dramatically increase your risk. If you're a smoker, for example, this is one of those disease states that, you know, a lot of people have focused on smoking and lung cancer, but there's really nothing worse for your blood vessels than prolonged exposure.
There's not one physician I've ever had on the show that said, oh, and smoking is good for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just every disease, yeah. Smoking comes up as
no
a
no question, no question. And then other diseases that put you at increased risk of stroke. Diabetes is really the leading cause. And obviously, if you have high cholesterol or you're dramatically overweight, all of those things do tend to increase your risk of stroke.
What about stuff people do themselves? Alcoholism, drug use?
Yeah, well, alcoholism can hurt you insofar as it starts to affect your liver. There's no question that that actually can cause an increased risk of blockages of the arteries of the brain. Drug use, like, for example, IV drug use or meth or cocaine, those drugs that actually dramatically increase your blood pressure put you at a much higher risk of that second type of stroke, of having a bleed into your brain as opposed to a blockage of one of the arteries of the brain, which is obviously no less serious.
The old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, no question.
What do you do to, there's some genetic things that you're stuck with, and there's some environmental things that have happened to you, but most of them are modifiable, at least
yeah.
to some extent.
Yeah.
What do you tell people to do to help keep this on their own side rather than the wrong side?
Yeah, no, understood. Well, I think the most important things I counsel people on is just trying to make sure that they actually take good care of themselves. They get regular exercise. They have a good low-sodium, low-fat diet. All of those things diminish your risk of stroke. As important as if you have any of those symptoms that we've described earlier, that you actually seek appropriate attention and that you get screened. Once you get over 50 years of age, you want to start thinking about getting screened, for example, with an ultrasound of your carotid arteries to make sure you're not developing one of those blockages and making sure that your heart health
is taken care of. Is that in everybody or in people with a high risk factor?
Usually people who actually, definitely if you have a little bit of a higher risk factor, so if you have a history of diabetes or high cholesterol, no question those people should be screened at 50. There's not a lot of class one evidence to support everyone getting screened, but if you've ever had one of these symptoms that we've described, there's no question you want to take a look, because as I mentioned, that's responsible for almost a third of strokes overall.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.